Busy, busy, busy weekend for me. My friend Mike was in town from Denver. I had a wedding Saturday night with my old college roommate. Haven't seen him in a long time and haven't seen a lot of the people there in a long time. Went stag. Everyone I knew at the wedding was in the wedding.
Aww.
Yeah, that was comfortable. It was okay. I was forced to talk to new people, so that's always a good thing. And so, you know, both nights just went a little bit too all out. I'm not in my prime drinking shape, Jerry-Ann. I try not to, but these are both special occasions, so it's one of those things you get drunk for the team, I guess, right? Oh. So yesterday I got home, and I had to go fetch my car from downtown Kansas City. My parents live way south of there, probably a half hour away from downtown. And so by the time I get there, I'm still just like, oh, man, I need to have some tea. And so there was some tea there, and I drank some tea. I drank, like, four huge glasses of tea, had some water, and then got some tea for the road. I was yawning at home, and so the parents were like, hey, why don't you go take a half-hour nap or something before you go? Yeah, right. I've not made that way. And I'm not that tired, and so they were worried, so I was like, okay, I'll take some tea for the road. Well, you know, when you're hungover and dehydrated and everything, and you're drinking a lot of water, most of that goes to your body, because you're dehydrated. So it doesn't go through you as fast as it normally would. Well, it all kind of caught up with me, right? I noticed, like, once I got past Topeka, I noticed a little bit of a twinge. And there was one BP gas station or something there on I-70 you can get off at. But I was like, ah, no, I'm fine. I can do it. And if I really have to, I can stop somewhere else on the way. Well, no, there wasn't anything else. That Stuckey's is closed, the one that had the Dairy Queen in it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh.
They are closed now, right? I never see any cars out there, so I assume it's done. I didn't see anything lit up over there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, I can hold it. I've got good control. I feel like I can hold a decent volume. And once I get on 177, you know, I realize, well, okay, you know, closer to Manhattan, the gas station will pop up. And there's that Dee's that used to be open there at 177 and I-70.
Oh, yeah.
And now it's just a parking lot where people suspiciously are hanging out sometimes. So I pass that, and I'm like, okay, you're like 10 minutes away. You're fine. No, I wasn't. And what am I going to do? I can't just pull off on the side of the road and go somewhere. I know a lot of people can and do, but no, I can't.
Are you shy?
Well, it's just you have your car pulled over and you're you know, facing the other way and everything, and you know, it's busy, so there's cars coming by and everything. It's just too awkward.
Okay.
I thought, you know, there's the scenic overview or whatever it's called there, you know, on 177.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, well, maybe I could pull over and I was like, no, I can't do this. There's no way. Well, luckily I had an empty 64-ounce one of these plastic giant cups you can get, you know, at some of the gas stations.
Yeah.
Sitting in the back of my car. This is one of the keys to not ever cleaning out your car. I had one of these giant jugs sitting back there, and yeah, I used it. I had no choice.
Must be nice to pee in a cup.
Oh, jealous?
Yeah.
Have there been times when you wish you could?
Yeah.
Yeah?
When I'd come home. When I go from home to Topeka, when I live there.
Yeah. Women have superpowers, too, that guys don't have, that they can, you know.
Like what?
Better at spotting clothing, I guess. Better fashion sense.
Yes, because that will help me when I have to pee in the car really bad.